Bankruptcy isn't a new idea to the Louisville Orchestra. Its leaders nearly declared it in 2006, and they wouldn't have been alone. In recent years, ensembles in San Jose, San Antonio, and Honolulu have all gone through bankruptcy proceedings. Last month, reports from Hawaii said the Honolulu Symphony was considering folding rather than continuing to search for an agreement in court. Orchestras in California and Colorado have followed similar paths, though new ensembles were formed afterward in some cases. The Charleston, South Carolina Symphony Orchestra stopped playing in March, but didn't take the matter to court. Last week, the orchestra's management and musicians reached an agreement to cut $1 million from the budget through a series of steps, including dropping 12 full-time musicians from the ensemble. Louisville Orchestra CEO Rob Berman has discussed a 16-member reduction here.
You have a core of musicians that are supplemented by extra players as needed. It's a very common model, and what we're seeking is nothing different than trying to be within the average of those orchestras in our budget class from across the country.
But Musicians Committee Chair Kim Tischner says Louisville doesn't need to cut. More money is out there.
I think that bankruptcy could have absolutely have been avoided. The musicians came up with a fundraising plan that we proposed to the board and management back in September. Unfortunately, our management refused to fundraise until we had taken pay cuts.
No matter what either says, the fact is that talks broke down. They will formally resume on January 6th with more parties involved. That's when a judge will meet with the orchestra and its creditors, among them Louisville Public Media.
There'll be more information that's presented. The judge usually considers what's been put into place. He or she will assign a custodian to oversee the case, and they'll go through kind of a fact-finding process.
Drew McManus is a Chicago-based arts consultant who often works with orchestras. He says January 6th will mark the start of what could be a year of bankruptcy proceedings, even though a reorganization plan is due in April.
I would be surprised if they get a decision out of the court before the end of the season. So in this case, it'd be June. I think it'd be more likely to expect it to probably last through next fall.
The parties could also settle out of court and put an end to proceedings. In the meantime, musicians won't be paid after December 15th, and that's when performances will stop. Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.